Thank you. music that sounds like something captured in a dream catcher. It is American Anglo duo, dream pop duo, Still Corners with the song Cuckoo. That is the opening song from their 2011 debut album, Creatures of an Hour. Before Still Corners, it is Montreal alternative artist U.S. Girls with her song The Quiver to the Bomb. That's from her 2020 album, Heavy Light. She's since released a new album. Really want to get my hands onto that new album. Very anxious for it to come through the station. Not sure why we don't have it yet, but working on it. Want to get that new U.S. Girls on Girly So Groovy future episodes. Kicking off the second hour, it is new music from alternative artist Lael Neal. Her new album is called Star Eater's Delight. It is a wonderful, dreamy collection of eight songs that just sound like a cross between David Bowie and 60s girl groups, and it is lo-fi wonderland that you need to check out again. Lael Neal, Star Eater's Delight. We heard the song Faster Than the Medicine. Speaking of music and musicians that could easily haunt your dreams, it is right now the godmother of goth herself, Susie and the Banshees, here on Girly So Groovy.
Yeah. Thank you.
When you have had your fill of toxic masculinity and you just want to rock it all away, well, then you've tuned to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them, a show where the music always sings for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal female fronted radio. Birmingham, UK psychedelic pop band Broadcast right there with their song America's Boy. That's from their 2005 album Tender Buttons. In the middle, it is new music from Zola Jesus. The new album is called Archon. Zola Jesus is the project of Anika Rosa Danilova, who crafts dark yet uplifting alternative music dominated by her operatic vocals and keyboards. It took Zola Jesus 5 years to release new music. She suffered from writer's block, in fact, and needed friends to help come to the rescue with the new album. And it is true that sometimes it takes a good friend to help you get out of a slump, because I would argue Archon is one of her best albums that she has ever released. We heard the song Ephemera. And speaking of a musician that makes music in an ephemera, it is Susie and the Banshees kicking off the set with their cover of the song Dear Prudence. That can be found on Susie Sue's album Hyena. Lots more music to get to coming up in the last half hour of the program. I've got new music on the way from Feist. I have music coming up from Leona Ness. But coming up after a quick break here on Girly So Groovy, I've got music from an Indigenous artist whose voice is so critical in so many different ways. Not only is she a musician, she's an incredible Canadian writer. Leanne Bedesama Saki Simpson is up next here on Girly So Groovy.